it's time to pick up from where we left off last week with Matt Campbell's Look at Linux.
Select main package list. Procmail not installed. New package was. New package. Standard.
We're back in the main selection list, and it automatically took us to the next package after Mutt, which is Procmail, a mail filtering system. I had a bad experience when I tried Procmail once, and so I've kind of stayed away from it, but who knows? I might try it again sometime. Now, to get out of the main package selection screen, I'll press Enter once again.
Help. Introduction to conflict / dependency resolution sublist dependency / conflict resolution. Interrupt.
We've been here before, so I won't read that again. I'll press the space bar to go into this sublist and see what's going on.
Select PP. Not installed. Install was. New package. Standard.
Let me read that again.
CPP. Not installed. Install was. New package. Standard.
Apparently, some package requires CPP, which is the C preprocessor, so deselect has automatically selected it. If we go down to the bottom half of the screen, we can get more information about why CPP was selected.
Pepe suggests CPP. Manuals recommend CPP.
Okay, so we see that a package recommends CPP. So while CPP is not absolutely necessary, it's a good idea to install anyway, and deselect has automatically marked it for installation. So, I will go back to the middle line of the screen.
Epic. CPP not installed. Install was. New package. Standard.
And now I will go through the rest of this menu.
Tools not installed. Install was. New package. Standard.
And let's go to the beginning of the line. And now I'll have speak up spell out the current word.
M-T-O-O-L-S.
Okay. MTools is a package for working with MS-DOS or Windows floppies. And I used that, probably half a year ago when I was doing my tutorial on copying files back and forth between DOS and Linux. And apparently some package depends on or recommends MTools. More likely, it's recommended. So we'll let deselect install it.
Manual installed. Install was. Install. Important. Noodles installed. Install was. Install. Optional.
These packages are installed already, and they recommend or possibly depend on the packages that were listed earlier, I think. Let me keep going through this menu.
Noodles installed. Install was. Install. Optional.
We're actually at the bottom of the menu, so now I'll press Enter.
Depend. /Linux. Select packet.
Okay, we're out of the package selection area of deselect, so I'm going to unpark speak up review cursor.
Unparked.
And read the current line.
Free. Install, install, and upgrade wanted packages.
Okay. This is the next logical step, so I'll press Enter here.
Reading package lists. 0% reading.
Again, we're running apt, which can speak the same thing over and over again. So, let me read the current line.
Do you want to continue? Y/M.
Let me go up a line.
Need to get 1,347 KB of archives after unpacking 3,300.
Okay, so we have roughly a megabyte to download. Not bad on a cable connection. So, I will press Enter and let it go to work.
0% working, 0%.
At this point, I will pause the recording and come back when we come to the next step. All right, the download is done, and the packages have been installed. Now, I will read the current line once again.
Do you want to erase the downloaded .dev files? Why /m?
This is a question that dselect asks us after it has finished running apt. And I do want to erase the downloaded .dev files since we're done installing them. So I will type Y and press Enter.
Y. Press Enter to continue. DevN newsletter.
Now we're done. So I will type Q to go to the quit item.
6. Quit select.
Press Enter.
MATCAMP.
And that concludes my demonstration of deselect. I also thought I'd mention briefly that if you don't like deselect or find it awkward to use, there's another way that you can browse the available packages in the Debian distribution. If you go to packages.debian.org in your web browser, then you can choose the version of Debian that you have, and from there, get all kinds of information about the packages that are available in that version of Debian. Once you've found what you want, you can use apt to install it. But deselect is also important enough that I thought I would cover it. That's all I have for this week. If you have any questions, suggestions, or other comments about this week's Look at Linux, feel free to email me at matt@acbradio.org.
Thanks, Matt, and there'll be more from Look at Linux next week here on Main Menu.
Main Menu.
Main Menu.
Main Menu.
Main Menu.
But now the time has come for us to log off. Thank you for joining us for another week. On behalf of all the Main Menu team, we'll look forward to your company at the same time next week.